I had enough hours to have a major in English and a minor in history.
Mm-hmm. What did you go to graduate school in?
I took a course in international politics and international law.
There at Texas?
At Texas.
So you were in Texas 5 years?
5 years.
And have you gone back to school since?
No, but I've considered it.
Tell me about the activities you're involved with.
Involved in here? Well, right now they're really largely historical. I have been the president of the Beaumont Heritage Society this last year. I was 6 years on the State Historical Commission, and I have been for the last 2 years on the Texas Historical Foundation. I work with other state groups in historical preservation. I've previously been the president of the Junior League of Beaumont, the Beaumont Children's Home. I've been head of the Women's Division of the United Appeals. I've worked in the Little Theater. I forget all the things I have done. Of course, your Junior League activities give you a wide range of activities.
What is anyway. The Junior League exactly?
Junior League, it's a national organization of young women between the ages of 20 and 40 in selected cities. There aren't Junior Leagues everywhere, but the Association of Junior Leagues of America, except they've changed the name, I think. We're chosen because we're people who are supposed to have means and leisure and influence and should use it properly. So we're taught to be volunteers and to be good board members and to do volunteer work. I've done volunteer work, for instance, with retarded children. We've worked in clinics, you know, well, baby clinics usually. Mm-hmm. We've done children's theater. We've done puppetry. We've done school lunches, welfare, all sorts of things like that.
I've heard the term well baby clinic before. Now, what exactly?
A well baby clinic is where the mothers bring their children for regular checkups when they're not sick. In other words, it's postnatal care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come for their shots, they come to be checked to see if they're if they're doing all right, if there's not something mm-hmm. that's wrong with them that the mothers don't happen to know. You know, if they're developing correctly, if their eyes are doing correctly, if their motor responses are correct,
mm-hmm.
all those good things. It's as opposed to a child that's brought in because it's sick and running fever, you know, something like this. But we used to have a clinic here, an outpatient clinic,
mm-hmm.
a long time ago. We really need one badly now. It faded by the wayside because of the county commissioners, but that's another story.
Have you been active in church?
Yes.
What about travel? Tell me.
Oh, I love to travel. I've been to Europe twice. I spent a summer in Central America with a Costa Rican family. Just come back from Hawaii. I've been to the Far East, to Japan and Hong Kong and Bangkok. All of these were just pleasure trips, you
mm-hmm.
understand, but I'm a great museum goer, I'm a great sightseer, and I'm a great reader. And before we go, we used to travel with our children a lot. We've taken them largely through the United States and into Canada. And I'm the kind that had all the books out and planned where we were going each day, and I would plan it so that we did all our museum and historical and educational sightseeing in the morning, and then we had lunch in the afternoon. They played miniature golf or swam or did something they liked so that they enjoyed the trip. You know, I don't like to wear them out, and you can.
Have you ever lived away from here, though, besides?
No, except for being off at school.
Uh-huh.
I've always lived in Beaumont.
And tell me about your parents, where they were born.
Well, my father, of course, was born here, because he's a fourth generation Beaumonter.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was born in Nacogdoches, Texas, which